Ukrainian News Outlook.
In this special edition, we look at the health impacts 25 years after the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in Ukraine. I'm Keith Parent. On April 26, 1986, at 1:23 local Ukraine time, the world saw one of the biggest nuclear disasters of the 20th century. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant suffered a power surge, and when an emergency shutdown was attempted, a more extreme power spike occurred, which led to the reactor vessel to be ruptured in a series of explosions. As a result, a plume of highly radioactive smoke went into the atmosphere over an extensive geographic area. 350,400 people were evacuated and resettled from parts of the most severely contaminated areas of Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine. 25 years after this disaster, people continue to be affected. The World Health Organization has suggested the final death toll could reach as high as 4,000 in the next few years. The health impacts of the Chernobyl catastrophe remain a controversial subject today, and they are heavily contested despite numerous investigations. Dr. Edmund Langfeder set up the Thyroid Center at the Otto Lug Radiation Institute in Munich, Germany, which has been active to monitor the health problems that affect people in the radioactive zone. He speaks next to Nathan Wipkop.
So we are working in the area of Chernobyl since 1990. And we installed in 1993 in Gomel, which is the capital of a region in Belarus, which is close to the Chernobyl area. We installed a thyroid center. So from 1993 on, we observed in this center all thyroid diseases, including thyroid cancer, of this area of Gomel. And the area of Gomel has an area comparable to Switzerland, so it's quite large, while the population is about 1.6 million. So any person in the Oblast Gomel who had any problems with thyroid would come to our thyroid center. And therefore, we have a very good knowledge and overview of all types of thyroid diseases which occurred from 1990 on.
Perhaps we can go through some of these figures now. How many cases of thyroid cancer has your team observed in the Gomel region? And maybe break that down according to children and compare that to the background rate.
I would like to prefer to show you the figures of the 13 years before Chernobyl and the first 13 years after Chernobyl we had among our patients. So the increase in thyroid cancer in children and juveniles after Chernobyl compared to the 13 years before Chernobyl was 58-fold. And for the adults from the age of 18 upwards till the age of 65, this increase was 4- to 6-fold. So both figures are substantiated and very correct. So from this data pool, we can say that the UNSCEAR committee of the United Nations and other committees like the IAEA or WHO, if they do not accept these figures, they are playing down these effects of Chernobyl.
The UNSCEAR committee that you referred to, the UN investigation, it found around 6,000 cases of thyroid cancer observed after the accident. How did these numbers compare to the numbers that you have measured in Gomel?
I know from the UNSCEAR committee the latest report where they quote in paragraph 70 that there's nearly no substantiated evidence for an increase in thyroid cancer in adults. So this claim is definitely wrong, absolutely wrong.
According to the report that I'm looking at right now, they said that they observed 6,000 cases among people who were children or adolescents at the time of the accident, and that by 2005, only 15 cases had proved fatal. How many cases have proved fatal in your observation of thyroid cancer cases in Gomel?
So in our group, which was treated and diagnosed in our thyroid center, we had no fatal case in the time vicinity of operation and aftercare. And the reason for that is that in the Gomel Oblast, the people know that this thyroid center is on the level of a Western University clinic. And because the healthcare is free, many people came just prophylactic to have a check for their thyroid, and they came very regularly. So we could diagnose these thyroid diseases in a very early stage, and therefore the chance to save the life of the persons, of the patients, was very big.
Doesn't this kind of prove the point of the UNSCEAR committee, though, which is that in terms of lasting impacts, there have been very few actual fatalities?
Well, for me, being a medical doctor, it is not only the fatality which counts, it is the cancer as a disease which counts. And I do not accept only to look at death rates. And if you see the very big problems which is connected with a cancer disease in a person and also for the family of the person, this is really a very big burden for the patient as well as the family. And therefore, for me, it is not only the death which counts.
And that was Dr. Edmund Lagerfeder of the Thyroid Center of the Otto Lug Radiation Institute in Munich, Germany, speaking with Nathan Wibkopp. And with that, we've come to the end of this special edition of the program. I'm Keith Parent.